The jar is back. The old-fashioned art of canning and preserving fruits and vegetables is cool again, thanks to a big boost from foodies and locavores. Some are even organizing swaps to diversify the flavors in their pantry. North Country Public Radio's David Summerstein has that story.
A couple dozen people spread out at tables in a church hall in the upstate New York village of Canton. They line up bell jars of salsas and jams and pickled everything. The short-term idea behind this canning exchange is to diversify your pantry, says co-organizer and farmer Bob Washoe. Turn your bumper crop into a cornucopia of wintertime eating.
If, for instance, if someone ended up with surplus of blueberry jam, they might be able to trade that for garlic that might not have done well in their garden or at their farm this year.
There's a bigger picture, too, a more sustainable food system, supporting local farms and seasonal eating. The Course family will rely almost exclusively on their harvest all winter long. They canned 327 jars. 13-year-old Mackenzie Course arranges a rainbow of them into a pyramid. Orange peaches, purple beets, and yellow beans.
It makes me feel good that my whole family is eating food that came off our land, and we're not, like, buying stuff that came across, like, the country.
If you haven't already, just try to label even if
organizer Flip Filippi lays out the ground rules. No money exchanges hands, no tasting. Those would violate public health rules. Just trading.
All right. Happy trading.
And it's on. John Montan, maple syrup in hand, beelines across the room.
I traded 1 quart of maple syrup for 3 quarts, looks like, of dilly beans. Sour for sweet.
Filippi and Matt Kidwell are deep in multi-jar talks worthy of a blockbuster sports trade.
Would you consider a ketchup in the mix? If you added okra to it?
Oh, yeah, I didn't get that. Yeah, totally. Yeah, I want to do that.
Hey, let's review.
In the end, we went, I got Matt some fuchsia pickled turnips, the peppers, hot peppers, and pickled okra.
In exchange for ketchup, tomatillo salsa, and blueberry jam.
Today there are canning blogs and canning cookbooks. A national organization, Canning Across America, teaches folks how to can safely. Swaps like this one are popping up all over. Here there's kimchi and fig wine and chutney. Half of the swappers are in their 20s and 30s, and they're really into it.
Why wouldn't you love sitting around shelling beans or something like that on an afternoon instead of watching a movie?
All right, maybe not everyone's idea of a good time, concedes Louise Gava. But she says canning and swapping builds on tradition and conversation around food.
And we're talking about recipes, so we're saying, oh, apple ketchup, well, what's in that? Is that tomatoes or is it, oh, no, it's just apples, but with ketchup spicing. And what would you use that for? Oh, meat. Well,
Farmer Flip Filippi says a canning swap extends the joys of the harvest.
It's like you're taking home everyone's little slice of garden or the way that they like to turn their food into something they can eat in the winter.
And on the darkest, coldest days of the year, there's nothing better than a reminder of summer.
Oh, so what do we have here?
For NPR News, I'm David Summerstein in Canton, New York.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.